Welcome to another session with Andre Nell, Mindset Coach, joining us here on eRadio for the weekly Become Unstoppable podcast. Andre joins us as always from China. Andre, how's it going?
It's going amazing, Ian. Thank you for having me on for another episode.
Yes.
And it's for always, but it's not going to be forever. In 1 month's time, I'm moving back to South Africa. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think you're probably going to love being back here, especially since we don't have load shedding anymore. Well, touch wood.
Really?
Did you not know? We haven't had, listen, I'm not joking. Today or yesterday marked just over 30 days, a month of no load shedding. So everybody's like suspicious. We're very suspicious.
Just tell everyone it's me.
Is it you?
I'm joking. No. Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so with a month to go to our elections, people are saying, you know, then after the elections it will return. They're just keeping it on to have favorable votes, which could be possible.
Yeah, that could be it. I know they normally do something like that. But, you know, people in China might not be aware of that, so it doesn't influence my vote.
Yeah, the timing is very suspicious, I must say, but we're enjoying it. It's amazing not being surrounded by generators and inverters and stuff beeping all the time, and the darkness, you know, because I think the darkness kind of also affects your mental state eventually without you even realizing it. All that darkness around you and the empty shopping malls, and it's kind of eerie, you know. I don't think it's good for your your mental health.
Yeah, I agree with you there. You know, like when you wake up, it should be one of the first things that you do should be to get like natural light on your, you know, coming in. But I think it also affects you like throughout the day, especially if you were, you know, having everything lit and busy and throughout the whole day. Now there's nothing. I think it would affect me. But I think we should just be grateful that there's electricity, you know, for the whole month. And if we just, I think if we stand together and just believe it's going to stay like that, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, because it's winter now as well, so demand is going up with all the people switching on the heaters and stuff.
I read or I saw like a few, it was last year sometime, it was this like praise article about how South Africa is achieving its green, like its green energy goals that it set a few goals for like 2030. But I think it was like something by 2025, we should already achieve our green energy goals. And I'm not sure if it was a joke or for real, but in the article they mentioned that because they were so, like, because of all the load shedding, the factories couldn't produce like the harmful gases and things that they normally do, which meant that our green energy goals were being met far quicker because we literally just weren't producing the smoke. Because the factories weren't running because they didn't have the energy to run like they used to. I thought that was quite funny.
That is quite funny. But looking ahead, hopefully it's going to stay that way. I know it's a new record. I don't think we've had electricity for that long not in recent years here in South Africa. But Eskom saying, you know, it's part of their 2-year plan. They're now entering the second year of this rescue plan, and that's why we're seeing the results. And they're also saying that it's also because a lot of people moved to solar, so they're not straining the grid as they would usually do, because they're just independent, which leaves more power for those of us who are not independent, you see?
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad the plan's working.
Yeah.
I'm really
Yeah, so by the time you come back, at least you'll have some lights to switch on, yeah.
Funny, I was doing some planning and research on what, like, power stations or kind of, like, power banks and things I should get to power my Wi-Fi router and things when I'm, you know, when coaching calls and there's load shedding. But, you know, now I'm just going to throw all that research out the window because I don't need it anymore.
Oh, wait, I would just keep it there somewhere, you know, close at hand. Don't throw it away completely.
Yeah, I won't.
Okay, Andre, so we're moving on now today to basically your profession. And for those who are new listeners, Andre now is a mindset coach. Andre, would you just quickly, for all our new listeners and those who don't know yet, just explain to us quickly what is a mindset coach and what kind of qualifications do you need to become one?
Absolutely. Well, so there's three different ways that you, or three different kind of professions that might be linked in people's minds right now. You get like a therapist, somebody who studied psychology, who went through that kind of 5-year, I think it's like a 5-year degree. And so a therapist is somebody who gives tools and frameworks for understanding yourself, healing and exploring. Then you get like life coach, who is a person helps you identify or find your goals, take action steps, solve problems. Life coach is results or it's a very results oriented profession, can I put it that way? Now, I'm a mindset coach, a mindset and a life transformation coach. I actually have a few qualifications. So I have a qualification to be a life transformation coach, a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and a negative emotional therapy practitioner, and a life coach. So there are different levels. Like a mindset and a transformation coach, I would say often we go one step above and beyond regular coach because I deal with people's mindsets, their thoughts, their inner world created, what they think every day, how they see themselves, what limits they've set. And my job is to help them break from those limits, to help them release the baggage that's holding them back, condition themselves for love, happiness and confidence, or whatever they're striving to achieve. And in the process, we set for goals, we create a new self-image, and yeah, that's in a nutshell what I do and what my profession is about.
And then, Andre, how would I know if I'm well suited for coaching, if I should, consider seeing a coach?
So everybody's coachable. There's no like you don't need any special, there's no special criteria or anything for, wanting to seek a coach. There's no like words you need to say or skills or traits you need to have. Basically, it boils down to, do you have a desire to get help, right? Do you want somebody to help you do something, or are you at least open to hearing about it? Now, I would say that there are three kind of buckets would fall into when people would like to seek a coach. The first one is if you're dealing with some sort of problem or challenge. The second one is whether as when you're setting a goal or there's some sort of goal or desire or want or dream that you're working towards. The third kind of bucket that people fall into is they're just looking for growth. So let's kind of tackle them one by one. Now, problem or a challenge can literally be anything, right? Like if you're feeling a lot of doubt, that's a problem, right? Because it's going to hold you back. If your day is filled with a lot of negativity, you flip positive situations in a negative way, that's something that you could perceive as a problem. If you get angry too often, that's a problem. If you lack confidence, that could be a problem. And remember, this is all a problem from your own personal point of view. What I see as a problem might not be what somebody else sees as a problem. If you feel stuck, you have a problem. And whatever you perceive to be a problem in your life, that's something that you could most likely take to a coach, a life coach, a transformation coach, and they could help you, first of all, overcome that problem. But even more than that, work towards the opposite, the positive solution, right? For example, somebody who like just spins out of control too often, that's a problem. So first we solve that problem, and then second we move towards the opposite state, right? If you spin out of control, the opposite state you want to be in, or the desired state you want to be in is calm, peaceful, relaxed, confident, in control. So that's kind of the first bucket of people. The second bucket would be when you're wanting to achieve a goal or some sort of desire or want or outcome. Like, for example, we spoke, I think, a week or two ago about e-radio and you wanted to strive for a certain number of listeners. That's a goal, And even if it's something that you haven't defined clearly yet, for example, I want to open a business. That's a goal. Or I want to save more money. That's, it's the, it's the beginning phase of a goal, right? It's the seedling of a goal. So you don't necessarily have to have a very clear outcome, like I want to earn 962,000 rand in 2 years' time. Like it doesn't have to be something that specific. Just a want, a desire that you feel that you'd like help with achieving. Because a coach, transformation coach, a mindset coach, any coach, they work with you. You know, it's our job and it's our joy to help you refine goals. And through the coaching sessions, you gain a lot more clarity on what you want and what you don't want. And then you can keep refining until you know exactly what you want and how you're going to get there. And the last kind of bucket that people fall into generally, if you're just seeking some sort of growth, you know, spiritual growth, personal growth, career growth, any kind of growth where you just feel you want to be more or learn more than what you are now. And all of these things are kind of interlinked in some way, because most likely if you have a problem, you also have something else that you want and you're seeking growth because you want to grow out of that problem. But these are kind of the main buckets that people fall into. And if you're experiencing one of these things, then it could be a good idea for you to seek a coach. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you're definitely making sense, but it's actually making me very curious now, because you get therapists, you get life coaches, you get mindset coaches, you get transformation coaches, and then you get psychologists as well. So why would I still go to a psychologist if I can go to a mindset coach with more of a modern approach?
Well, some people, you know, it depends on what you want, I guess. If you would like to, you know, have a framework for exploring yourself, exploring ideas, exploring your past, exploring your thoughts, you know, seeing a psychologist, seeing a therapist, that's a great option, because psychology is this huge body of knowledge that each day, you know, in the past people used to think psychology is just like mumbo jumbo. It's a scientific body of knowledge now. And there are so many frameworks and tools for just understanding yourself, for healing, for exploring different parts of yourself or of life. That could be a very, very good reason why you seek a psychologist instead of a coach, because perhaps you're not aiming towards something specific right now, or there's not one specific problem that you want to solve. You're looking for growth in general. You're looking for a fresh perspective. We've spoken about perspective a lot on this podcast. Psychologist is a brilliant person to go see if that's what you're seeking. If you're seeking, you know, more kind of a quicker, more results now or into the future approach, I would say a coach might be more suited to your needs, because as coaches, we focus a lot more on the now and the future instead of on the past. You know, like I've mentioned it before, but we focus on the past only so far as in it, how it affects right now. You know, if something happened to you in the past, but it's not a part of your life anymore, it doesn't influence your thoughts or your beliefs or your values, you don't have to share it. You know, it's not for you to share. So that could be one good reason why people seek psychologists instead of coaches. Another reason could be, you know, traumas or phobias. I think psychology as a scientific field has done a great job of creating different frameworks and tools again for uncovering traumas and phobias and, you know, exploring them and kind of helping people to overcome them. There are techniques as well in coaching which also do that. I'm not sure if I can go into too much detail, but there are a few that I have in my program as well. Kind of difficult to explain, you know, just on the air like this, but that could be another reason why you would seek a psychologist, you know, instead of a coach, because I think most coaches are not equipped to help you overcome traumas or phobias. You know, I think that depends on what training you got, but there are very select few coaches who have the knowledge or the skills or who got the training to be able to help you overcome traumas.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Andre. Thank you so much for explaining that to us. So it also gives us more of an idea now about the difference, you know, between therapy and life coach and mindset and transformation coaches as well.
A coaching session would in some ways, it would be a lot like this podcast or a lot of other podcasts. You know, podcasts, mm-hmm. they give you a lot of information and value. But, you know, for example, our discussion is aimed at providing value to others, right? Not necessarily to me or to you, although we do benefit indirectly. However, if we were to, because in our minds, you know, we're thinking, what might people want to ask you or ask me? And let's talk about that. But in a coaching session, you know, it would be the other person really asking me these questions. And from their answers or from our discussions, it would be me asking, you know, very specific questions to guide the conversation, to uncover problems, to identify goals or areas for growth. So it's very much, you know, just an open discussion-based structure. However, there's always some sort of, you know, end goal or point or result of the discussion, right? It's not just kind of an open exploration, where psychology might be more an open exploration. Coaching is to the point, you know. A lot of times coaching clients want to get results as quickly as possible. And you can only do that through, you know, very results-focused or outcome-driven conversations.
Mm. Makes a lot of sense. Now I'm just wondering, this question just popped up here in my mind. Do you think that, you know, out there could be a person or persons who call themselves life coaches or mindset coaches, but they're not really? And how would we know?
You mean if somebody is kind of pretending to be something they're not?
Yeah, because it is 2024. Yeah, you know?
Here's the thing, like, limitations of the field of coaching.
Mm.
Because also, what it's not regulated in any way. There are bodies, you know, like the International Coaching Federation, the International Coaching Register, I think it is, the ICR and the ICF. They have like a body of knowledge. There's ethics, you know, there's best practice suggestions and guidelines, and people who kind of, you know, like master coaches who kind of try to steer the field in the right direction. But there is no real regulation like there is in psychology or medicine or something like that. So the possibility is very real that you could get connected with somebody who says they can do things that they really can't. I would say that's probably, in all honesty, the only downside to seeking a coach is that there is a chance that you don't know or that they don't know what they're talking about, or they're giving you false promises. And I guess then it's about trusting yourself and, you know, seeing if there is really a connection, or exploring lots of different coaches. Because I think if you go to two or three or four, you know, sessions with different coaches, I think you can spot the fake pretty quickly. you'll feel something like yucky, something uncomfortable inside of you, something where it's like something scammy, you know. Mm. You can spot like a scam SMS or email or a message a mile away.
Most of the time. Yeah. But yeah, you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm actually thinking, you know, a lot of these influencers call themselves life coaches, and you know, they've got like subscribe to my program and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then sometimes you're like, you know, they're just talking from personal experience, but what are your qualifications? I mean, in the old days, you used to walk into your psychologist's office and you would actually see, you know, all the qualifications there on the wall, where they went to university and all that kind of stuff. Just thinking, you know, it's very different now in modern times.
The world is shifting because, you know, people, you know, I'm of the belief that you don't necessarily need to go to university or something like that to gain knowledge and experience and be successful.
I agree.
Right. You know, if you're, let's use your example of like an influencer. If there's somebody you follow on Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever, like Facebook, and there's some worth in what they're saying, you know, you follow them for a while, there's some worth in what they're saying, and they bring out a program, you know, I wouldn't necessarily take their program and think that it could help you in a different sphere of life. If they're trying to coach you on how to be an influencer, I think perfect. That, like, who better to learn from than somebody who's done it? But if you're trying to, like, overcome your problems of doubt and negativity and your self-esteem issues by following a program of an influencer, let's say, who didn't get training or qualification, there is a chance. I don't want to bash anybody right now, but there is a chance that that your results might not be what you want them to be. That's why I think it's a good idea for me, like, to share my qualifications on, you know, on my website. It's a great idea for people to ask. Like, a few people actually do now that I'm thinking about it. But I would encourage people to ask me, like, what training I did, or what training did that person do, or that person do, or what experience they have. You know, if you look at somebody like, let's say Elon Musk. I'm pretty sure Elon Musk didn't get a coaching qualification. However, if I was looking for a business coach and Elon Musk offered to coach me in my business, I mean, he's got like $7 billion companies. I'd happily get coached by Elon Musk on how to grow my business, because he's got that, you know, he's got the experience. He's been successful. He knows how to do it, and he can show it. But yeah, there's definitely a chance that people can sell you something they can't actually give you, you know. That's not something I can, yeah, I can't say it doesn't exist, because it does. So yeah, do your homework, or do your homework, ask questions. It's all about finding somebody you connect with, right? Sometimes you know, I've had free coaching sessions where the person, you know, they definitely have a challenge or a problem or a goal. They're definitely seeking some growth. I'm definitely equipped to help a person with that sort of problem or growth or that goal. However, the fit, you know, who I am as a coach and who they are coming to me as a coach, it just didn't fit, you know. So, like I've mentioned as well in the past, I offer free coaching sessions, and a lot, I think most other coaches do as well. So use that to your advantage to find out, like, if something's like a little bit off, get a second opinion, I guess you can call it that. Go to another coaching session with another coach and just find out, or ask the coach, you know, can we do just one session? And just, I want to experience it, you know. Coaches are very open to that because it's such a modern field. We're very flexible to people's needs, because I think if we weren't, we wouldn't have jobs. You can't use the same exact process for each person. You know, we're all unique, and each one of us has different needs.
So true, what you're saying there, Andre. I'm just also, you know, thinking that I think trust is probably also very important. So it's very important that you feel comfortable with the coach. Otherwise, you're probably not going to share as much as they would like you to, if you don't feel comfortable, that trust factor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, you should probably ask yourself, like, would I be willing to be open with this person? Like, would I be willing to be as specific as possible with this person? Because as coaches, we're going to push for that. You know, would I, even something as small as in my program, I do a lot of visualization, you know, would I be okay with closing my eyes and having somebody talk me through a visualization process, or at least, because that's a vulnerable state, right? You know, if I were to coach you, and I would sit at the table, and I tell you, Elon, just close your eyes for a second. And if you feel like, oh, I don't know, Andre, what are you going to do to me? If you feel that, I think it's probably best just you know, to stay away. Trust your feelings. Like you said, your feelings are such powerful guides, because they're making you consciously aware of how your body's feeling. Like, what is it vibrating at? Like, what is your subconscious mind picking up from this person? What energy is there? Your feelings are trying to tell you that. So trust your feelings a lot. Or some people would say trust your gut, or go with your heart. I think there's a lot of different expressions, but I think essentially they all mean the same thing.
Unless you're paranoid. Imagine you're paranoid. The coach tells you to close your eyes, and then afterwards you check for if your wallet is still there. That's not good.
Now imagine you see coaching because you feel... because you have an overdeveloped sense of paranoia. I mean, you just end up never finding a coach because you're paranoid that all of them...
Exactly.
I don't know. Rip you off. It's a fine line, you know. Yeah. That could happen with any field. Like, it could happen with doctors as well. You know, just because they've got a white coat, you know, it doesn't mean they know what they're doing all the time.
Very, very true. Mm. And then in closing, Andre, for today's podcast, everything obviously that happens in the coaching session is confidential. Is it being recorded? Do you get requests for people asking you for recordings afterwards?
I've had a few requests. It's not very common. At a stage, I wanted to give people extra value. So the free coaching session, I would record that with their consent. Because I think it happened to me once where somebody asked for a recording. I thought perhaps this is something that people wanted. I tried it out for a few sessions. But as a rule, people prefer not to, you know, have these things recorded. I think if the coaching session is good enough, you don't need it to be recorded. Number one, because whatever you learn or whatever you let go of, you know, whatever progress you made gets saved in your mind instantly. It's available to you. You know, we internalize it. We make sure it's stuck in a good way. And I think it's just there's always the chance that something could happen if there is a recording, you know. Because I think, let's say I use Zoom, if I record something, and let's say I keep it safe, perhaps it's in the Zoom cloud or in some sort of cloud somewhere in the sky, and there is a hack or something. So I generally stay away from recordings unless people request it specifically.
Oh, that's interesting. And then, you know, unless the person who is on the other side being coached records it from their side, I suppose, you know, but it's always nice to just say, listen, I am recording, you know, just so both parties know, you know.
Yeah. I think it's more beneficial actually, because I take notes during my session, obviously, and a few times, especially in the last few weeks, my client asked me to share my notes with him because, you know, we got a lot of like powerful learnings. And things that he wanted to spend time on his own, like internalizing, applying them. So I think it's good in that sense for me to share my notes or to share a summary of the session or, you know, a summary plus actionable steps. Because, you know, then you're getting the important stuff with the added insight that the coach has obviously input into their notes. Because, you know, I'm not just writing down what was literally being said, but you know, my insights on it or something like that. I think that's a better way of doing it in most cases.
Excellent. And then if you want to set up a session with Andre, he's going to tell you what you need to do right now. Andre, what do we do?
I'm going to tell you, okay. Well, first of all, head over to my site. Head over to www.andrenlcoaching.com. There you'll find everything that you might want to know about the coaching, my coaching system. You can even download a breakdown of the coaching system if you so wish. And from there, you can head over to the bookings page. It's easy to find. And you can choose your time, your date. And you can book your free discovery coaching session with me. Alternatively, if you just want to go straight to email, you know, andre@andrenailcoaching.com. You can reach me via email in that way. And I'd love to connect, as always. I love connecting.
That sounds nice. Andre, thank you, as always, for helping us to become unstoppable.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. Can we share the WhatsApp line again quickly as well?
I love how you remind me because I always yes, very important. So our listeners can engage with us on the WhatsApp line, and you can send it at any time. We'll keep it, and then during our next session we will read your comments and respond to it, or Andre will. 061-253-0670, that's the eRadio WhatsApp line. 061-253-0670. Send us a message. You don't have to include your name. Sometimes people just want their initials, or you know, don't want us to see their photos. People are very anonymous, apparently. But I'm the same. I understand how it feels. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, good, Good for you. Keep your privacy. Yeah. Perhaps I'll send in a few questions.
Yeah, but then you also we also protect you with the Poppy Act, and your details are safe with us. So don't worry about it. You know, to our listeners, so don't worry. We won't share your numbers and your details. So it's a safe. I think that's the very important thing we need to say is this is a safe space, right, Andre?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, lekker. So that's Andre Nell with us again today for Become Unstoppable. If you missed the initial broadcast on a Tuesday morning at 10, it's repeated on a Saturday morning at 9. Otherwise, just listen to the podcast and take it wherever you want to. Maybe while you're busy working out, maybe while you're busy making food, maybe while you're busy driving. Hey, Andre?
Yes, don't read. Listen, yeah. Listen and drive. That's perfectly safe.
Yeah, that's safe. Yeah, exactly. That's the beauty of podcasts.
While you're, you know, when you're in the shower, when you're waking up, getting dressed.
Yeah.
Perhaps, yeah, just at dinner time, you know, just become unstoppable the whole time.
Yeah, and share it with a friend or family member who, you know, what you... That needs a bit of help or a bit of assistance or a bit of a pick-me-up, you know. Be nice.
Yeah. It'd be like a group listening thing.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah, instead of book clubs. Book clubs are old-fashioned. Start a podcast club.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
That
you
is
get
pretty
a
cool.
Chips, vocal, and lace them.
Yeah, I like it. That sounds very, very nice. Andre, thanks so much. Until next week, same time, same place.
Looking forward to it. See you then. Moving from stuck to unstoppable is an empowering journey when you're working with a great coach. So take the opportunity and tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. on eRadio SA with me, Andre Nell, Mindset and Life Transformation Coach. Propel yourself into the realm of your untapped potential and break free from the invisible chains of your limitations. Book a free discovery coaching session with me by heading over to my website, www.andrenellcoaching.com. See you there.